Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm not making these guys choose their songs. We allow our guests to choose their walk-up music, but good going, JJ Stankovic. You get to stay.
You
get to go to the bonus round. From NBC Sports Chicago, covers the Bears. JJ Stankovic joins me in Spiegel. On the Score, we suck so you don't have to. JJ doesn't suck. That's why we asked him to come on. And let me run by you a theory I voiced earlier. I think the Bears, I'm so eager to see this performance, to see how mature they are, because the break came at a right time to judge them, to see how rooted and grounded they are, coming off a week where they had smoke blowing up their backsides for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And now they've got to go out and produce. So what is it?
Yeah, you know, I think that this team's already shown a lot of maturity. You look at how they lost that Green Bay game, and that to a team that is a first-year coach. You know, I was talking about this with my colleague John Moon Mullen on our The Under Center podcast this week for us.
And,
yeah. And, you know, we were having the discussion of, you know, players know who's a fraud. They know what coach actually can coach and what coach they, you know, they need to respect. And when you lose a game like they lost in Green Bay, that was an early test of how this team really does view Matt Nagy. And you look at how they've came out after it with a lot of resiliency. Players talked in that Tampa game about how, you know, when they got up by 20 points early, that they wanted to step on the throat of the Buccaneers. They didn't want to let Green Bay happen again. I think that really speaks to the maturity of this team, the way that they respect Nagy and how they view him. But you're absolutely right, Steve. I mean, this is going to be a test because they've had nothing but smoke blown up their butts, like you said, for 2 weeks after beating a team by 38 points, and now you got to go on the road against a pretty salty defense. It's definitely going to be a test of how this team comes back from, you know, having a week off and, you know, seeing if they can continue that momentum.
Was there any actual evidence that Jordan Howard was bothered or upset?
You know, we needed a storyline in the media.
That's all I'm saying.
So that's what it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And even you referenced it earlier, like 25 minutes ago, like you don't care how angry he was.
He left. He wouldn't stop for
reporters.
That's all.
He left.
Jabari Parker'd him.
No. See, Jabari Parker is a guy who openly disdains defense and cries about what a difficult adjustment it would be to come off the bench.
Defense.
No, but Jordan Howard has had a tremendous attitude the entire time he's been a Bear, so it would surprise me if he was pissed after they scored 48 points.
Yeah, I don't know if he was, you know, angry to the point where he didn't want to talk to the media, because even after he has a good game, he generally doesn't seem like he wants to talk to the media.
He's like, the ninth or tenth biggest story of that game, maybe 12th or 15th.
I was just going to say this. It's really tickled me how much attention this is getting from fans. You know, I watched back the live stream of Matt Nagy's press conference yesterday, and on the comments on there on Periscope, it's nothing but give the ball to Howard, give the ball to Howard. And it's like, your team just scored 48 points. Your quarterback threw 6 touchdowns, but all you can think about is giving the ball to a running back who has been good in his career, but, like, the offense is doing better than they ever have without Jordan Howard being a big part of it. Why does this matter? And, you know, I think it matters, I guess, if you're playing, you know, daily fantasy or, you know, you got Jordan Howard in fantasy football and you're like, why isn't he doing anything? But the way the Bears are viewing it is that they have this guy in Howard who, if they need to have a guy who just, you know, pounds it inside 3-4 yards a carry and they can get that push from the offensive line, they're going to give him the ball still. But in games where the interior of the defense they're playing is really good, and you have like a Gerald McCoy or someone like that, I think that, you know, then you're probably going to see a lot more Tariq Cohen because he can make guys miss. Jordan Howard's not a make the first guy miss type of a running back, but Tariq Cohen is. So this is going to be kind of a game-to-game thing. Whether or not Howard's cool with it, I don't think matters too much, because if the Bears are winning, everyone's cool with it.
You know, you're going to need everything. You're going to need all of it.
Right.
And having Howard, having Howard, the threat of him is going to make everything else look a little better. And the threat of everything else is going to make Jordan Howard look a little better. The one thing that I will give that it does intrigue me is the snap count. I believe he was only on the field for 33 of 61
which
snaps.
Which was more than Cohen played.
Okay,
record, but,
so it's still more than Cohen, but it is less. And I thought there was going to be a lot of times where they'd be on together. I'm not sure how much they were
right.
on together, JJ.
I looked that up, and I don't have it in front of me right now.
Okay.
But you know, they have been used together quite a bit this year, far more than they ever were last year, certainly. And you know, the Bears like that. They like the ability to kind of go off of those two guys. You can go play action. That opens up a lot of things for Mitch Trubisky. And I think that, you know, just their different skill sets, you know, Mark Helfrich was talking about it this week, that, you know, look, it's really rare nowadays for a team to have one running back who does everything, you know, unless you're Todd Gurley or Saquon Barkley. I mean, you're going to have two running backs who can do kind of different things, and that's what the Bears have. So I think that that relationship going forward, you know, Howard and Cohen are close. That's not going to change no matter how they're used in games. And, you know, I think you would also kind of expect Howard to not be totally okay with getting his carries cut. But at the same time, again, if the team's winning, everyone is going to have to be okay with it.
Talking with J.J. Stankovitz of NBC Sports Chicago, talking Bears football here on The Score. The interesting thing about the Dolphins is their third down, first of all, they have 10 interceptions. They lead the NFL.
Yep.
Which is not good if you're Mitch Trubisky, because they'll pick you off if you're Mitch Trubisky the way they picked everyone else off at the start of the season. But their third down, they're awful. They allow 44% conversion rate, and they're the eighth worst on third down, which would seem to be, certainly third and short. They can't catch up to Tariq Cohen, but you'd want Jordan Howard to play a bigger role then. So there's some thought that Jordan Howard has a big play role, not necessarily long gains, not chunk plays, but extending drives and that kind of contribution. And the Dolphins are never going to catch Tariq Cohen. They're just not going to do well with something like that. And I think we could see yet another wrinkle in the way, as Speaks, as you were talking, they're on the field at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and they present different problems. And so go ahead and substitute if you want. I can see that coming down against a Dolphins defense that wants to give you an extra chance. They want to give you an extra set of downs. I don't know what your scouting has shown, JJ. What do you think the likelihood of that is?
I think it's pretty high. I mean, if you're getting into – if teams are converting a lot of third downs, they're probably converting a lot of, you know, standard downs, so third and five and short, and shorter than that. So I think that is a good spot for Jordan Howard, because he's a guy who, as long as the interior blocking is there – he'll get you 2 to 3 yards, and you can count on that. If they start realizing that the Dolphins' interior defense is getting into the backfield more than they would like, then you'll probably see a lot of Cohen. But I do think that, you know, I think you're spot on with that, that this could be a game where Howard gets a lot of carries. He could have, say, 14 carries for maybe 41 yards. But if they're getting first downs on most of those carries, then that's a good thing. The one thing that I, you know, in looking at the Dolphins, that I'm interested in is how Matt Nagy calls this, because you brought up the third down and the interception. Those two things would indicate that they're giving up a lot of extended drives, and then, you know, Xavien Howard's coming up with an interception. So when the Bears get into the red zone, how aggressive are they going to let Mitch Trubisky be with decision making, knowing that you've got a ball hawking defense on the other side that could easily make a play on the ball? So that is something I'm going to be really interested in watching, is just how the Bears operate in the red zone. If it is very conservative, and hey, you know, we're just going to give the ball to Howard and Cohen for three straight times when we get down inside the 20, and we'll take a field goal because our defense is good enough to stop kind of a mediocre offense. Or does Nagy keep up the aggression, see if Mitch can make a throw early, and then see if that kind of unlocks everything the rest of the game?
Okay, JJ, I just think that it's going to be a real short game, because I just think they're going to have to stop the fight when it's Khalil Mack against Ryan Tannehill, and then when he injures him, it'll be Khalil Mack against Brock Osweiler.
And yeah, Ryan Tannehill's already got a bum throwing shoulder.
I think it'll be all over. So.
Yeah, I don't see the Dolphins getting a whole lot on offense in this game, especially with the Bears getting Prince Mukamara back. That's, you know, now you have a group of receivers that are all kind of, now going up against the secondary that's at full strength. I don't quite see the Dolphins doing a whole lot. The one thing that would change that would be if Trubisky gives the Dolphins offense some short fields and they're able to convert those into touchdowns.
No, then it's your fault because you said that. You set that out into the universe. Yes,
I did. I did.
You contributed to the chaos theory, so we're going to have to end this interview. Say hi to Moon!
I will do that.
Thanks, JJ. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.